Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bone kind of stole our thunder in the update, but I do have a pertinent question to ask. Ravens 1-2 against the Chiefs 1-2. The loser falls to 1-3. So with that in mind, Jason, is this a must-win game for the Baltimore Ravens?
Absolutely. No, it's not a must-win game. It's a must-show better game. It's a must-improve game.
Must-show.
I think it's a must.
Not
gain a glimmer. Gain a glimmer of confidence on defense game. It's an important game. It's another sort of litmus test. And let's face it, both these teams are wounded. Neither is playing into the form. The level that is expected of them at their best. Both are having macro level questions asked about them. There's a mental component to this that, you know, the whole idea of when will this iteration of the Ravens get over the hump with these guys, and especially on the road. There's a lot going on here for two teams that are, sorry, Harbs, in Super Bowl or bust
mode. Yeah.
And we're still just in September. It feels like there's a lot. Whoever wins obviously the difference between 2-2 and 1-3 is massive. I think the Ravens have bigger issues than the Chiefs. The Chiefs have won. They have experience to call upon. There's always a bit of a hangover when you lose a Super Bowl. Like, the Ravens were supposed to be turning over a new leaf. Like, the Ravens were supposed to be over a lot of these bugaboos of the past. The Ravens are supposed to have the best roster in football. Like, you know, Pagano, that's a win from the coaching standpoint. Like, a lot of things were supposed to change, supposed to be on the upswing. And if, let's just say they suffer an ugly loss, and it's a little bit more lopsided than everybody would like, on the heels of the Detroit thing, on the heels of the Buffalo thing, I think then you start looking at that locker room, you start looking at their leadership. And let's just say that Roquan and Derrick Henry are part of the problem and not a problem, part of the solution. If it does go badly, then I think you could start painting a portrait of a team in a little bit of distress.
Let me give you some facts, gentlemen. Since 1990, teams that have started 1-3 make the playoffs just 13.9% of the time, 7.5% of the time win the division, and there's only been one team to win the Super Bowl to start 1-3, and that was the 2001 Patriots. So history not exactly on their side. But in terms of this being a must-win, and this is kind of in a weird way, Jason, like, I think the Chiefs have more to lose in this game.
Division's better?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Considering the division, if they would lose another AFC game, another home game, that would be their second home loss. Where the Ravens, if you lose this game, starting 1-3 sucks. I just gave you the numbers. But Your schedule is a lot easier than Pittsburgh the rest of the way. Pittsburgh has their own warts as well. And you haven't even played the Steelers
yet. Herbert's healthy. Joe Burrow's cooked.
Yes, correct. So I still think in this flawed AFC North that the Ravens are the best team in it. So that's why I'm not putting a must-win label on it. But you got to get over this Chiefs hurdle at some point. If you're going to win a Super Bowl, you're going to have to get over the Chiefs. You're going to have to get over the Bills because you struggled to beat both of those football teams, and especially Kansas City, where you're 1-5 against them with Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson as starting quarterback, and Lamar has not played well against Kansas City at all.
To your point about the division differences, there's nobody running away with the AFC North. Meanwhile, the Chargers play the Giants on Sunday, who are starting a rookie quarterback. So I think it's likely they win and go to 4-0. So if the Chiefs lose this game Sunday, they're not three back. They're really four back because they already lost to the Chargers.
Yeah, and then you start, the Kelce swan song, and what does that look like, right? We've seen Kelce and Andy Reid now have physical altercations two Super Bowls ago, and then again last week. Life comes at you fast, and it would certainly, the degree of difficulty for them moving forward is certainly greater than for the Ravens. But I don't think Nnamdi Madubuike is playing a lot of football, and I don't think they're finding a D tackle off the street who's even above average or even via trade who's that much above average, let alone can do what this guy
Taven
does.
Bryan, Jason.
And that coupled with a lack of individual pass rush, even whenever Van Noy comes back, I think
back in practice,
they've put themselves behind the eight ball.
Oh, for sure. Look, the issues that the Ravens have defensively are serious, serious issues. And even with a healthy Van Noy and a healthy Nnamdi Madubuike, Josh Allen did whatever the heck he wanted
to do,
especially in the fourth quarter of that season opener. So even at full strength, there were still concerns with this defense. You take away one of your best players in Nnamdi Madubuike for an extended period of time, it's a serious issue. And the rest of your D-line is banged up. Brody's not playing this week. Travis Jones, okay, he'll play, but he's banged up.
Jason, I'm going to throw you a slight curveball here. Construct me a scenario where the Ravens win this game Sunday.
Well, they've got to possess the football more. They've got to run more off. I think running more offensive plays than their opponent would be a good starting point. Winning the rushing differential. I mean, you look at how much they lost the rushing differential by last week. That is the most un-Ravens thing in the history of the world. So they've got to get back to that. Obviously, turnovers on the road have been a particularly acute problem for them. And I'm also going to include, a ball that hits you in the belly that you drop that prevents you from getting points before you kick to the other team. Like that's a turnover. You know what I mean? Like a missed field goal can, in essence, especially if it's a makeable field goal, can be like a turnover. They have to have fewer of those than Kansas City. I think playing with the lead, getting Derrick Henry established early in this game, Derrick Henry winning first downs for you in the first half, I think will be a critical metric. It's got to start with them being better in the trenches.
And how about the defense force a turnover? How about that?
That would be nice.
That would be a novel concept, right?
Remember,
let's see that.
Against Buffalo and the Lions combined, one sack, no turnovers, 79 points allowed.
Yeah, look, do they find ways to jerry-rig some pressure, whether that's through exotic blitzes or through pre-snap movement and looks? Can they, on third and fourth down, make Mahomes sweat where Jared Goff didn't?
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a lot more mobile than
Jared Goff
as well, and he's their leading rusher. So when he does get out of the pocket, he can hurt you running the football and, of course, throwing it as well.
Because we're not doing a six-pack today, I think we're both on the same page. I have the Chiefs winning this game 30-24. You're about that area?
Yeah, I'm thinking 27-24, something like
that's
that.
My exact score, simpatico.
We're all about great the minds, same. We all have the Ravens scoring 24 points.
Yeah, simpatico hacks.
Yeah, that's which is apropos with Jerry Coleman, the good doctor, joining us in about 15 minutes or so. So something to look forward to for all of us. Coming up next here on the program, though, before we get to Aloysius at 4:30, let's hear some sound from the Chiefs. We'll hear from Andy Reid. We'll hear from George Karlaftis, Steve Spagnuolo, maybe a little Chris Jones as well. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Look for the challenge of playing the Ravens. Good football team. We played them the last couple of years. We think they know us, and we know them pretty much. So should be a heck of a battle. Look forward to that challenge. Look forward to coming back here to Arrowhead and playing.
Andy Reid sounding thrilled about his matchup with the Ravens this Sunday at 4:25. And obviously John Harbaugh is part from the Andy Reid coaching tree, so they know each other very well.
Yeah, plenty of familiarity. This obviously has been a series that's gone one way in Andy's favor. And it is truly, truly amazing what Andy Reid has been able to do, AFC, NFC, Philadelphia, Kansas City.
It's incredible. He didn't win a Super Bowl with Philadelphia, but took them to a Super Bowl, several NFC championship
four in a row,
games.
Yeah.
And now with the Chiefs, it's the Arrowhead Invitational for the AFC Championship.
More from Andy Reid. Obviously, the Ravens defense has stunk so far this year, but here's Andy Reid on the Ravens defense.
Yeah, well, Orr is he's a good one, so defense coordinator. And he'll have he brings guys from all over when needed.
Really?
And, at the same time, they play good sound defense on top of that. They've got good players. I'm sure he'll have some change-ups. From what he did with us last time, which is, we'll just have to adjust to it. So, but he does a nice job with that defense. He's got a lot of flexibility there with what he can do with the players.
Has Andy Reid been watching the games?
Kill him with kindness.
Yeah.
Kill him with kindness.
I got a feeling he paid special attention to those 32 under center runs with two different running backs going off. I think he probably paid some attention to that. Bobby D thinks he paid some attention to
that. Yeah, Bobby D would know.
Yeah. Bobby D said, don't worry. Big Red's aware that they signed two D tackles off the street. He's aware. I'm like, all right. Pacheco over 9.5 carries.
Yeah. George Karloftis, who I think could have himself a day on Sunday, talks about Derrick Henry and his recent fumbles.
So, just like you said, he's a beast. He can make all the plays. He can make everything happen, you know. Big runs, we want to avoid that, obviously. And just that's always an emphasis. I mean, we've played him enough to where we know that, you know, we have so much respect for him. We're not just expecting every time you're gonna punch the ball out, it's going to be a fumble, you know, just because of what's happened recently. But, you know, that's kind of our, you know, for every defensive player, I'd say, across the league, there's been an emphasis on punching the ball, and we're going to try to do that no matter who's the back. So,
remember a year ago, they played week one, and the first couple weeks, Derrick Henry wasn't even – we were wondering if this was going to be a fit, and Justice Hill played a lot more in that game at Arrowhead than Henry did.
I'm telling you, Spags, I bet, is prepared – for the Ravens to go to a quick pass, horizontal type attack that involves the third down back on the field on early downs. I guarantee you, in their building, they're talking about that.
Yeah, Ken's right, though. Justice Hill did outsnap Derrick Henry in that week one game. Now, part of it was Mom.
He just got here.
Well, yeah, ineffectiveness. They were still trying to figure him out. The other part was there were multiple two-minute situations at the end of the half and at the end of the game.
But you can introduce pace and tempo and a two-minute look. You don't have to go full-blown no huddle. But you can use that personnel to your advantage 7 minutes into a game.
Full blown.
George Karloftis talks about trying to contain Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, a little bit. Now it's even shifted a little bit since I've been a rookie, where it seems like every single quarterback we play is such a great athlete, you know. So you gotta contain him, you gotta have your rush planes, you gotta come under control before you're ready to tackle him and all this stuff. He can, you know, because if you miss, he can make you pay. So, you know, you got to be disciplined. Like I said, it all comes down to being disciplined and trusting your assignment and your coaching. That's what it's going to take. So,
Jason, I'm not telling you the Chiefs are going to sack Lamar 7 times, but I could see George Karloftis having a 2-sack game on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, and is this the game that Chris Jones starts to all of a sudden look a little younger or look a little more impactful or what have you? How much does he move around? Do they get him on top of Rosengarten? Do they? I expect this to be a playoff type approach from Spags.
And I'm not firmly convinced that Ronnie Stanley's playing on Sunday, because we know.
Or if he plays, does it look like I'm almost remembering him playing against the Raiders a couple years back?
My prediction: Ronnie plays, Alexander doesn't. That's my prediction. Yeah, Jair doesn't.
We know how Harbs likes to play the games with the injury report, and Stanley was working on the side with the trainer and everything, so they could say he practiced. Yeah. He practiced limited.
These guys love games.
They do. I'm not firmly convinced he's playing.
Let's go to Steve Spagnuolo. What does he see in Lamar in this Ravens offense?
Yeah, the same thing that we always see. A dynamic quarterback with a lot of talent around him and a team that can run the football. They, when they're really good, and they have been all year long, they can dictate the game by being two-dimensional the whole game. And you have to worry about it on every snap. It doesn't matter what the down and distance is. They'll run it when you're supposed to throw it and throw it when you're supposed to run it, and they got guys that can do it.
Steve Spagnuolo seems to have, Jason, the secret sauce for stopping the Ravens offense. By the way, he's won 4 Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator, Giants and Chiefs. That's pretty damn impressive.
And look, his stint as a coach with the Rams was not good.
No.
But like, it's just amazing to me who gets second and third chances in this league, or first chances, and who doesn't. And the fact that Andy Reid has been able to keep him running his defense where Andy doesn't have to worry about that side of the ball at all for that long. It is a little bit mind-boggling. Like, he hasn't even been like a runner-up. Like, he doesn't even get many interviews. No.
It doesn't make any sense. And heck, we were doing the countdown with Monkey Business last year. The fact that Monk didn't get a gig.
Monk.
These guys don't know what they're doing.
What's Steve Spagnuolo think of Derrick Henry's fumbles?
You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the same on offense. It is on, we always talk about getting turnovers in bunches, right? Maybe that happens to the offense too, the same way. I've never looked at him as a fumbler. I know he's had a couple in these past two games, but yeah, well, we try to attack the football and get him to put it on the ground. Yeah, him, anybody that touches it for them would like to do it. We haven't had that. I think we might have forced one or two out and haven't gotten them. I mean, it was nice to get the two interceptions last week. We need, I mean, really to slow this crew down, somehow, some way, we've got to find a turnover or two in there and give the offense some field position.
And that seems to be the story when the Ravens play the Chiefs. The Chiefs force turnovers, well, one of the stories, and the Ravens don't.
That's one of the big differences in this series.
Yeah. Like the one time they won, Owe had the strip of, Clyde Edwards-Helaire late. Yeah. But the Ravens don't force turnovers in this.
Think of the AFC Championship. The Zay Flowers fumble when he was going into the end zone.
And
Lamar Jackson throwing it into triple coverage.
Yeah, that was a decision.
It was.
Yeah, that was something.
It happened.
One more, Chris Jones. And we're curious to see how he plays on Sunday. But he has high praise for Lamar Jackson.
As you see on film, fast, explosive. You know, any play in the game, he can change the dynamic of it. So, you know, with him, it's always tough to play against Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens. You know, stopping Lamar is one thing; trying to contain him is another. And over the years, you look how prolific as a passer he's become. I think he's completing 70% of his passes, which I think he should have won MVP last year. Have so much respect for him.
Take that, Aditi. Chris Jones saying Lamar should have won the MVP. He knows.
It would have been good for my wallet, Chris Jones.
Oh, man. Bet Fred, or was that Book of Bone?
No, that was DraftKings. That was when I remember texting you guys. We went to Maryland that day, and my buddy texted me saying that DraftKings hadn't pulled the MVP odds after the first team All-Pro was given out to Lamar.
Oh, like, it was like a cinch.
It was free money.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell would I not bet that?
Yeah. Hey.
Until it wasn't.
We could continue this, but coming up next, the good doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. What's he think about the Ravens as they head into Kansas City? What's he think about the Orioles? What's he think about the food that is left for the media? He will talk about all these things. Yes, we will talk about all these things next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam.
So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm a fan. You know what that music means. Time to check in with our friend. The IA Hall of Fame has been named after him, as it is the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, Inside Access Hall of Fame. It is the
memorial on his birthday.
Memorial, yes. It is the late, great Jerry Coleman, who joins us on his birthday, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Jerry, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, I guess let's start. I do want to get to media food spreads, but I will start with the Ravens. And the question we've been asking today, in your opinion, is this a must-win for the Baltimore Ravens?
I would say no. Mm-hmm. It is not a must-win, but they have to have at least a decent showing in front of the rest of the country. I mean, if they want people to still believe in them and them to believe in themselves, but it's borderline must-win. I mean, I could see them losing and still making the postseason. The reason being, I just feel like the AFC North is so weak, guys, that there's still a chance to just win the division and then somehow sneak into the postseason, no matter what their record is against some of these better teams. So I wouldn't say must win, but very, very close to being a must win situation. And I must tell you, but I got the same feeling from him last week. I mean, John Harbaugh exuding nothing but confidence this week, not in a grumpy mood, nothing like that. Maybe not answering questions directly the way you would like him to, but still out there and seems to be very, very, you know, confident that his team's going to show up, and especially his defense.
Well, let's get to that defense, where it was extremely rough through the first 10 games last year, and then they turned things around down the stretch. Can this defense fix itself? Is it fixable?
Well, we've been asking that question on the Be More Football podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how it is. We'll get to the plugs later, but I don't see how it is with the personnel they have. I really don't, unless someone were to really, you know, have an uptick in their game. But with the bodies and, you know, the ability that they have right now and losing Namdi, and, you know, I just don't know if they're going to be able to get to the quarterback. I mean, we just haven't seen evidence of it just yet. Again, they seem to believe that they're going to be able to turn things around, but the proof's in the pudding. And right now, I just don't see it. I've never seen anything like what we saw on Monday night in all my years with the Ravens covering the team. I haven't seen anything like that on Monday night.
It's a lot of years.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Just
if
went
you
up
had
one.
To make this decision, if your options were the next primetime Ravens game that you have to cover, you either have to wear sunglasses in that press box through the entire game, or you have to show up to the stadium dressed up as a minion. Which are you doing? Which are you doing?
I go the Corey Hart.
Bartway Ben's shaking his head. He doesn't like this line of questioning.
Yeah, well, I mean, I go the Corey Hart.
Corey Hart.
Route. I'd wear my sunglasses at night in the press box and around the stadium or whatever.
What do you think people would say to you? I think you would get. I think there'd be a lot of chirping in the press box if you did that.
Yes, I've seen it happen before, and there is a lot of chirping. I ask questions behind the people's back, saying, "Why is that person wearing sunglasses out? It's dark." But then I'm told, you know, that person may have an eye issue or what. You don't want to embarrass that person, saying, "Why are you wearing that?" Well, I got, you know, my eye got ripped out or whatever, and they take off their glasses.
Yeah. That's a good point. You don't know what someone's going through.
There's a lot of one-eyed guys
Pirates.
In the press box.
Pirates, Jason.
Dressing as minions, I'll tell you, you should run that by Buck Showalter sometime to see what he thinks about fraternizing and, you know, with the rookies and all that.
Oh, there's a time and place for everything, but...
Yeah, let's wait until the last road trip of the year to do it as well. I mean,
well, the Tampa Bay Rays were dressing as princesses.
they were dressing as Major League Baseball, but were they dressed up as?
Yeah, the rookies flew. Well, I forgot where they flew, but they dressed as princesses. Yes,
I don't know why they wait till the last road trip.
I don't know that they cavorted through downtown Tampa, St. Pete like that.
I don't think they did, but yeah. Well, the Orioles just cavorted from the stadium to the bus.
But, I mean, you're going right down Russell Street. Yeah. I mean, it is
cavorted.
Yeah. You don't know cavorted.
I thought the Minions were spotted on Broadway or something.
Yeah.
Well, could have been.
They just walked to the bus.
Do you know who was Gru?
I could say something very rude.
Go
I
for it.
Do it. Come that. On. It wouldn't be the
this
first
This is the
time.
Perfect show
it
to do
be
it.
The first time.
Would anyone notice him out of the uniform?
Wow.
Mm. Out of the outfit.
A lot of them,
just
no.
Walking down Broadway.
I attendance mean, is way down, Jer. Attendance
yeah,
is way,
way down.
Down.
And they get more attention by walking down Broadway as a minion.
This is why we named the Hall of Fame after you, Jerry.
Yep.
Jerry, I'm sure you're going to be at the press conference Monday with Mike Elias, Tony Mancini.
Are you
there.
Okay with the scheduling? Is the time okay? Because usually you've got a lot to say
yes.
about when end of the year press conferences are scheduled.
There was talk that press conference could have gone off a little bit later, and I said something to somebody who put my foot down and said, you're putting it too close to heart.
Oh, yeah, Harbaugh talks. Yeah.
Yeah, because if this team loses on Sunday, we're going to want to be there on Monday to ask Harbaugh the questions. We also want to be there on Monday to ask Mike Elias the questions. So, yes, to answer your original, I just RSVP'd. Didn't know you had to do that, but I am going to assume – two things. Well, one, food is going to be served. They
most
have an
importantly,
RSVP.
It's lunch.
And it's at the bar and restaurant. It's at lunchtime. It's right there. It's not in the auxiliary clubhouse. It's in the warehouse.
Yes.
So that means to me, lunch will be served.
To go back.
It doesn't say it here. It doesn't say it here. What it does say here is that Mike Elias is going to be joined by one person,
mm-hmm.
and that is Tony Mancini.
What do you make of that?
Also known as Tony Mancini.
I like the first version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Tony Massachusetts.
That's a surprise. I thought I was attending Tony's last news conference pregame yesterday. I really did.
I can't quit him.
Tony's going to be back, but obviously Tony's coming back because I don't know why you'd have him by your side on Monday,
right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Not a huge fan of the decision, but. We're going to go status quo, it looks like, right now, and just push into next year. That's the impression I'm getting. We're not going to hear from the owner, and it's a
not
shame
anymore.
That we're not going to hear from the owner. I thought we would hear from the owner. I know the owner spoke at the Bisayo press conference, but most of the media was ill-prepared. I mean, based on the questions I heard, he wasn't asked any tough questions.
Ooh.
I don't think most of the media realized that he was going to be there that day.
I'm just counting down the days till Davos. I don't know exactly when the billionaires go to Davos, he'll have a lot to say then.
I guess. I don't understand why he's not going to be there that day, although he could hold his own individual press conference.
He could.
That would be wonderful if he does that.
Jerry, what's going on in the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we had Peter Boulware on this past week.
Nice.
And you talk about a guy that was embarrassed. I mean, you know, he played on, I would say, the greatest defense in NFL history, the Ravens 35 Super Bowl win team. But he had a lot to say about trying to fix this run defense. Mike and I obviously didn't hold back with our assessments of where things are going right now and who's at fault. And, you know, there was a lot of blame pointed towards Zach Orr. We'll see what happens. I don't think they're ready to fire him. They're certainly not firing Coach Harbaugh just yet. We didn't get to talk about the fans being
Sashi.
Spoiled,
is Sashi all right? Is there any heat on Sashi?
Come on.
I didn't hear that question.
Is there any heat on Sashi?
No, there's no heat on Sashi.
Jerry's on this show.
One third.
The only person in this town who's willing to hold him accountable.
Accountable to what?
He only runs the building. Yeah. Why would you ever mention his name? Yeah.
Well, he seems to. If we're talking about the business side, I could.
Very well.
Yes, the business side's doing very well.
Yeah, great. Then you should get a ring for that. Well, they should throw a parade. They should throw a parade for that.
Very good. But you put your best foot and product forward with your biggest audience, and it just may be another 4 years before they get a home Monday night football game after what transpired the other night.
Jerry, most importantly, how has the media food spreads been of late at both Orioles and Ravens and anywhere else you've been?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I was on the verge of getting one final meal at Camden Yards. It was very late in the season that I discovered amongst two of the Oriole announcers, I'm not going to mention any names besides Jeff and Brett.
Yeah.
And I found out that when one of them doesn't show up, you can still sign in and obtain a ticket and might be able to eat under their name.
Wow.
All set to eat under Brett's name. And Brett had the audacity, the nerve to show up.
Even though he wasn't calling the game?
he wasn't calling the game, but he was there because he was making the road trip. So he's in New York right now and not hearing this. And I'm sure no one will tell him that I was pretty ticked off that he showed up, took my ticket, which I gave to him graciously, and admitted that, you know, his partner had told me that I could sign in as him.
Wow.
Which didn't go over too well.
Oh, wow.
So then I was going to sign in as another member of the radio crew who wasn't there. And I did sign in as that person.
No
and
way.
I didn't take their ticket because I just felt like that person was going to eventually show up and hear about it. And I didn't want to hear about it. So I left just a hot dog and nachos yesterday. Not too happy. That's why I'm demanding food on Monday.
How much does the media meal cost?
Like 15?
$15. $15. One trip through the line, all the salad you can eat. I found it all out. As far as the Ravens, what they did on Wednesday to their media was an insult. It was a slap in the face. It was a disgrace. They brought out food for a 4:45 press conference.
Bastards.
Anywhere, I mean, according to multiple sources.
It's dinner time,
anywhere
Jerry.
Anywhere between 12 and 3 o'clock. By the time I got there, and there's a picture on this Twitter site. I don't know who it is. Baltimore Media Free Food.
Yeah.
It's a great follow.
God, I wonder who's behind that.
Yeah, someone posted a picture of what was left. And basically, it was a half-eaten bagel and a bunch of pickles.
Terrible.
What a
joke. Pickles that were on my sandwich the week before when Chick-fil-A was delivered. And again, the Ravens continue to bring out pickled sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. THB, it looked like it was a half order. Because it certainly wasn't enough for the overworked and underpaid.
By the way,
media.
On second thought, maybe Jason's onto something with this Sashi thing.
You'd think they'd have an intern who could pick those pickles off the sandwiches for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how about just make, like they have in the past, the non-pickled sandwiches with a little label instead of it saying spicy.
Where's your intern?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Get
did
your
you,
intern to pull the pickles off
did,
for
did
you.
Did you end up finding an intern?
No, times are slim now. These kids want money. I mean, they're so misguided. Mm. It's all about the experience.
That's right.
Think of the opportunity to pull out pickles from a sandwich and to be able to ask John Harbaugh a question that he's not going to answer. Those are the opportunities you would have had as an intern for the Be More Football podcast. But no, kids, instead, they wanted money.
Yeah.
Have that to give you.
No, is there going to be another Be More Baseball podcast?
You know, a lot of people have been asking that,
yes.
Including my partner, Mike Bordick. He asked me that this morning. I said, of course there will be. We just won't go as long into the offseason as I did with Adam Jones. You know, we don't end until November.
Mm.
It's a good thing I got John Smoltz's contact last week and a couple other people's contacts because, you know, we've had our last Orioles guest. It's Anthony Vila, director of player development, a guy who was born the same year that Camden Yards opened. He was a great interview. Very young man, though. Very young man. I felt very old, especially after celebrating a birthday today and interviewing him. But he's doing a good job in turning, you know, the minor league system.
You got
around.
Any big birthday plans? Early bird?
Tomorrow, probably. Still eating Rosh Hashanah leftovers from Lisa Coleman Frank, who's one of the great cooks out there and took my mother's cooking to another level. So. Got brisket, potatoes, and matzo ball soup for dinner.
Brisket.
There he is, Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, eating Rosh Hashanah dinner here on a Friday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy
Mazel.
Birthday, brother. Seriously.
Happy birthday.
You thank you very much. Yep. It only comes once a year, as you know.
Yeah, well.
Unfortunately. Unlike the free meals, they seem to come
They
more
come
often,
way, yeah, way more often. Especially when you take
pickles.
Especially when you sign somebody else's name at the cafeteria.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
that
a great
thing. I mean, there's a couple other places, too, in town that like to give you free food on your birthday. One in particular, a barbecue place.
Oh.
I think I've been there with you.
Something.
Yeah, they said you have.
Yeah.
I think we ran into a former Raven.
We did.
There,
who you didn't recognize, but I did.
Yeah. I think his name still is Darius Smith.
It still is. And he was wearing a Kentucky shirt, and I think he went to Kentucky. And you're like, I think that's a Raven. I go, that's a Darius Smith.
I was wondering why he was saying hello to me.
Yes.
I didn't know who he was. But anyway, this place repeatedly will, you know, send you emails about a free sandwich.
Okay.
There's no date on it.
Oh,
so
yeah. Use it forever.
We'll pick that up with you next time.
It is kind of a year-round thing, as long as you use it outside, owing smells.
Jerry, you're the best. Thanks as always, buddy.
All right, guys, again, check out the...
Yeah. You're killing our clock, Holmes.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
There he goes.
Free food.
There he goes. The late, great Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD.
Couldn't get him off the line.
TMI, TIM, what you got?
We're going to have an expedited best bets next on the Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
It was a rough week two for all of us in best bets. We all went 1-2. This week, mixed bag. I went 2-1. I had the Packers. They lost. Colts, they blew out. Commanders, they blew out. Ken, you went 1-2.
And the Rams.
Bad beats with the Rams and the Bucks.
Yeah.
Rams and Bucks, and you hit on the Chargers. Jason, you also went 1-2. You had the 49ers money line and a CMC anytime touchdown. CMC did not score.
No, 49ers did win.
You also had the Falcons minus 2.5 and a Bijan anytime touchdown. Wow. That's just, yeah, that was...
They did not.
You had the under in the Texans Jags game that hit easily.
Yeah.
So you're 2-4. Ken is 2-4. I am 3-3. Ben went 2-1.
Yeah,
so he
Ben
is 3-3.
Taking over the world.
He had the Chiefs minus 5.5. He had the 49ers minus 2.5. 49ers did win, didn't cover, and he had T.J. Hockenson over on his receptions, which hit for me this week. I'm going to go Bucks plus 3.5 at home against the Eagles. I love getting that extra half point. Not saying that they're going to win outright, but I think they're going to keep this game close enough to where they can at least cover that number. Same for the Colts, and I've been riding the Colts every single week.
Ride that horse,
to start the season. They are 3-0 against the spread. That spread is also plus 3.5 at the Rams, and I think this is going to be a good test for really both of these teams. Rams were blowing out the Eagles until they weren't. And then I'm also going back to the Commanders. Well, Commanders minus 1.5 at the Falcons. Marcus Mariota, he played well against the Raiders. They ran the hell out of the ball against the Raiders. I like the Commanders there. So I'm going Bucks plus 3.5, Colts plus 3.5, and Commanders minus 1.5.
Commandees, Bone.
Ah, very nice. You want me to go?
For that. Sure. Yeah.
I'm with you on the Bucks. I'm taking them plus 3.5. I think they have a really good shot of winning that game outright. It's a big number, but I'm taking the Lions minus 9.5 against the Browns. This game's in Detroit. I think that they might put a big number on Cleveland. So I'm going to take the Lions, and I'm going to take the Vikings minus 2.5 against the Steelers in Ireland. So I've got Vikings minus 2.5, Lions minus 9.5, and Bucks plus 3.5.
Jason.
Let's go under in the Texans Titans. I still see that at 39.5.
39.5.
Let's go under in the Browns Lions 44.5.
44.5.
And let's go back to San Francisco money line and 40 receiving yards for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, and a little parlay.
That's a plus money play. That's tasty.
By CMC. So under Texans Titans 39.5, under Browns Lions 44.5. Niners money line and 40 yards receiving.
Yes, sir.
For CMC.
Is that your play or is that from Stats on Fire?
We don't hear from him until just before kickoff.
Okay.
He's got to run all his numbers to the last possible second on the one game each week he's going to play. And he's going to be over on Pearsall. He's going to have the Niners winning. Yeah. And whoever the quarterback is going over his yardage. I can guarantee you that.
Call him a mook, Jason. Right.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
He's a partner.
Ben, he's a partner.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Vikings minus 2.5. Tim, I'm actually going to be different from you here. I'm going Falcons plus money on the money line. And Falcons actually, we got better odds because we took them on one bet when Jaden Daniels was in.
Nice. Yes.
And then the one prop this week, Amari Hampton over 63.5 rushing yards.
Hampton over, what was the number?
63.5
rushing yards. 63.5
rushing.
Got it.
So we are locked and loaded for our best bets, and hopefully we do better this week. Well, actually, Bone always does well, but we did poorly. No, that way Ben did well this week. Coming up next, though, Ravens and Chiefs this Sunday. Lamar Jackson historically has not been great against the Kansas City Chiefs. Do we expect him to be great on Sunday? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.